Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 12, 2023, Robbie Bachman, drummer and co-founder of Bachman Turner Overdrive, passes away at the age of 68. The Canadian band placed a string of hits on the Hot 100 in the mid-70s, including Let It Ride, Taking Care of Business, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Also on this day in 2023, Elvis's only child, Lisa Marie Presley, dies at the age of 54 after suffering cardiac arrest at her California home. She was an accomplished singer in her own right, releasing three albums, including 2003's To Whom It May Concern, which was certified gold for over 500,000 units sold in the U.S. On this day in 2022, Rosalie Hawkins, one of the three original singers of the New Orleans trio, The Dixie Cups, dies at Tampa General Hospital in Florida. She is 76. The group, best known for the 1964 number one hit, Chapel of Love. Also on this day in 2022, Ronnie Spector, lead vocalist for the Ronettes, passes away at the age of 78 after a brief battle with cancer. Her group placed five songs on the Billboard Top 40 between 1963 and 1964, including their big hit, Be My Baby. Her ex-husband, Phil Spector, died of complications of COVID-19 on January 16, 2021, at the age of 81. On this day in 2003, 53-year-old Maurice Gibb of the Bee Gees dies at a Miami Beach, Florida hospital after suffering a heart attack during an operation to remove an intestinal blockage. Also on this day in 1998, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, the Mamas and Papas, Santana, Lloyd Price, Gene Vincent, Alan Toussaint, and Jelly Roll Morton. The event marked the first time that all seven current and past members of the Eagles were photographed together. Former bandmates Bernie Leadon and Randy Meisner, who had quit the band, were virtually ignored by Don Henley and Glenn Frey and were forced to the extreme edges of the stage when the band played a short set of their hits. And on this day, January 12, 1968, what supergroup of the 60s appear in an episode of NBC's Tarzan, where they played a group of nuns? What was their first big hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, January 12, 1968, a supergroup of the 60s appear in an episode of NBC TV's Tarzan, where they play a group of nuns. Here's Mother Superior Diana and the Sisters of Motown, known as the Supremes, with their first hit, Where Did Our Love Go?